Well, hello, Agraz, and welcome back once more to another episode of Wiz Motherfucking Dumb. Hope you're all well. I'll apologise now for last week. There's an awful lot of shouting going on in it. But I turned my head. I was facing the other direction. So hopefully didn't deafen you. And if it did, well, sure. I don't know. Get a hearing aid. If you need one. VHI, maybe. They cover it. I don't know. Can't sue me. Alleged. Mighty start. fucking alleged 30 seconds in. Oh, I swear to God, do I have to go to the toilet? I do. Oh, the Lord Jesus. And I'm back, Agraz. Now, well, look, I never went anywhere according to your ears, but believe me, I had to go down the stairway and tip an old load and then... and then when I was done, I come back up the stairway. tip a load. Haven't said that in a long time. The old man used to say that whenever he had to go for an owl shite for himself. Well, no, tip a load, so I will. Tip a load. Anyway, how are you all getting on? I hope you're all doing fucking mighty. I am fucking doing pretty fucking good. Freshly out of work, after stuffing my face with this lovely pasta bake that Ma made. Oh, Jesus. Chicken pasta bake, right? But she threw in an old rasher. One of the big rashers. She threw an old rasher into it as well. Fried it up, then chopped it up, then let it into the fucking pasta and the fucking the creamy sauce and the chicken. And oh, merciful Jesus, huh? Woman is unreal. Ah, she's a fucking legend is what she is. God bless her. Doesn't even have to make me dinner. It doesn't even have to bother, but at the same time, makes dinner for me because she's fucking sound. How cool is that? Pretty fucking cool. So stuff my face, I have tea, I've gone to the toilet. What else do I need to fucking do? Nothing except talk to these lovely hoers. What can we talk about today? Let me see, I do have notes here. Where do I want to start with the notes? I suppose we can start off with an advert that I seen the other night on the old TV. And I never knew these things existed, and I fear for humanity when I seen an advert for this thing, right? It's basically, what it is fanny pads for men. Never knew they existed. They're like, instead of panty liners, they're fucking, I don't know, boxer liners or underpants liners, or it's for men to piss themselves, you know? Are we there? Have we come to that stage? That men need that, those things? Can't just fucking, you know, dribble here and there like a fucking, you know, like a man would. they have to go get fucking, oh, Jesus Christ. Men are getting fucking soft if they're fucking buying those. Like, I would be fucking ashamed of my fucking life. I don't know, like, it just, when you go for a piss, you shake it 18 or 19 times, right? I think that's the average. That's, you know, my average. Not my personal best. But, yeah, you give it a shake, back into the fucking pants, off you go. There shouldn't be anything there. Unless you're just pissing and then putting it straight back into your boxers. I don't know. Maybe, is it a prostate? Is that a fucking a thing? Where you dribble? I don't know. I'd rather get it fucking looked at than fucking buy fanny pads for men. I don't know, maybe it's a fucking niche market. I just want to shut my fucking mouth. Maybe these whores are making millions. Do you know? Maybe there's wives across the country sick of washing piss stains out of lads' tighty whities. That could be it, that could be the case. I don't know. Buy dark underwear. Like, how much are you pissing? Like, what is it, the human fucking... What's the bit that holds piss? Bladder, your bladder, there you go. The human bladder can hold about approximately 800 mils of liquid, right? These things, soakage wise, will only soak up about 200. And if you are a man, and maybe it's the same for women, I don't know, but all I know is when I go to the toilet, when I'm a man, right? You can't stop. I'm just pissing. Off it goes. We piss till we're finished pissing. There's no kind of, I may just have half a piss. You know, this little tiny Halloween piss. You just have a full piss for yourself. So these things, they're flawed from the get-go. I just fucking tie a fucking knot in it, lads. I don't know. Just don't be fucking... Are we resorting to that sort of thing? We are, aren't we? This is it. We're turning into a soft bunch of motherfuckers, and soft men make fucking hard times, right? And then hard times will carve out fucking hard men. That's, I think, the cycle of humanity, as far as I know. Probably get in trouble for saying humanity because there's man in it. But fucking Jesus Christ almighty. Language, you know? Jeez, you need to be careful. You can't be offending people. God bless you. You're in the wrong fucking place if you don't want to be offended listening to this. It's a very ignorant podcast. But we're learning. Learning, so we are. But at the same time, there's mascara for men, there's foundation for men, there's fucking, I don't know, fucking nail polish for men, now fanny pads for men. It's almost as if, right, if you had a tinfoil hat, everybody, I'm going to give you 15 seconds upon a tinfoil hat, right, ready, go. 3, 5, 10. How long did I say I'd give you? 15 seconds? Another fucking one or two. Dad, Luke, do you have your tinfoil hat on, right? Because, right, I'm thinking, with all this, which what I would say is, like, feminine products, because traditionally, that's, they always were, they've made their way into the male sections, and I don't give a fuck. You know, truly, you know, it's not affecting me, I'm not buying that shit. I don't need it. Plenty of people maybe do need it. When I was a child, I used to actually pray that they'd make a foundation for men, because I used to get all these little tiny little spots on my chin, my chinny chin chin, right? And, you know, I couldn't grow a beard in fucking, I don't know, secondary school, or at the first year, second year, I was unable, I fucking can't grow one now. So how the fuck could I grow one back then? I would have prayed for some sort of a beard to cover up those tiny little spots at the bottom of my chin. Now they're fucked off. Eventually, I don't know, growing, whatever the fuck, hormones, all that kind of shit. But, like, I remember back in the day thinking, Jesus, it should make makeup for men. And now they have, and I have a problem with it. I just see it as a concerted effort to feminize the male, right? And with the way things are going, and with the old referendum we had over here, it seems like they're trying to masculine the females? I don't know, is that right? I'm saying masculine, I don't even know if it's a fucking word. Whatever the fuck. Trying to switch fucking things up a little bit, I think, and like even down to how they mark exams. Jesus Christ, I remember I read a fucking yoke where the Leaving Cert that year, when they had to fucking give people an average of their points, they took into account their fucking gender identity and also their socio-economic fucking situation. Like, go and fuck yourself. Did I get 10 out of 10 or did I not? It doesn't make a difference what's between my fucking legs or how I imagine what's between my fucking legs. How did it get on in the fucking exam? The fact that there's... why does that come into fucking education? And you know, it's just fucking beyond me. Someone, explain it to me. Answers on a fucking postcard to wherever the fuck you want, because I won't be reading it. This is an ignorant podcast, I said. No need for fucking educating myself over here. But I'm saying that about those exams and marks, because the one is... I don't want to say the wrong name now, so if some sort of fucking education minister there, I don't know, I cannot think off the top of my head and not pressing pause. She said in an interview, just flat out, that's how they mark the fucking exam papers, and it was especially handy marking it that way because it could help funnel women more towards the STEM side of education, you know, like science, technology, that sort of bullshit. And no. You can fuck off with yourself. I don't want a house been built by someone that's not the best at what they're doing, okay? If I can afford the best. Second best, if I can afford that. Third best, if I can afford that. Jimmy down the road, if I can afford that. It makes a difference, right? You pay for what you get. But what I'm saying is, I want someone that's in that position because they're fucking good enough to be in that position, not because they ticked a couple of fucking boxes. Do you know what I mean? That, you know, put it this way, if you're in fucking hospital, don't you want the best fucking doctor that, you know, that you can have working on you? Or do you want someone that's just there because they look a certain way? They identify a certain way? I mean, maybe I'm just old and cribby, I don't know what the fuck, right? But I'm just, it's fucking handicapped the way things are going. And if men are buying fanny pads now, well then, Forget about it. Forget about it. I think we're in for a rough fucking next few years somehow. I don't know. I'm safe anyway. I'm hidden away with my cans of peaches and my can opener. So the rest of you, when the old apocalypse hips. Hips. When the apocalypse hits with a T, right? No. Don't come looking for me for my cans of peaches. These are my cans of peaches. You can all fuck off. Too late. Good luck. I won't be answering the door. Timmy Bunker. just make you wonder the fuck what's happening. What is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. I was up there the other night. Saturday night. Saturday night at the movies. I was watching UFC. And before UFC started, right, I was looking. Because, you know, I had 20 minutes. Turn on ESPN. God, our Lord said that. ESPN. And the curse of Jesus, it didn't have the AKC. The AK. Am I? Oh, fuck me. I need to check out my reflections, even having a stroke. There's words are not flowing at all. nope. It's the other side of my face is lopsided, so that's not a stroke, that's just ugly. Anyway, I was watching the AKC, the motherfucking American Kennel Club thing. I think that's what it stands for. Basically, the Dog Olympics. Unbelievable. Just mesmerised. To the point where it's like going, looking at my clock going, you know something? I don't really want the UFC to start. I want to keep watching this shit. There was a fucking dog called Smudge, right? I'll explain anyway, right? There's a dog called Smudge, right? And it was called Smudge because he was a fucking sheepdog, collie, right? Border collie, whatever the fuck. He was black and white, but he had this cool fucking like half his face around his mouth. It looked like someone like smudged all lipstick. Like the black markings looked like there was smudged along. Oh, he was just a cool motherfucker. Now he came second, right? He didn't fucking win. Hallelujah won, right? Another border collie. But, oh, it was unbelievable. So it was. Oh, these doggies, right? They have them trained to like jump over little tiny fences, okay? Then you run through these little tunnels, right? And then they run up and down fucking seesaws and shit. And it's fucking class, right? But it's kind of funny because some of the trainers, they have to go out there and do with the dog. The dog just doesn't kind of go, you know, they don't just go, boom, go, 1, 2, 3, go, off you go, take off, right? There's a trainer there, right? And they were giving the dog instructions and all this kind of weird shit. And it's mad to watch them do it. Because they're giving it hand signals and the dog was picking up on it. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like baseball calls or something. It's fucking crazy. But there was a real... there was an older woman, an older female, right? Obviously, not great on the old props. The legs weren't going to be going that fast. So she developed a way of getting the dog to do what she was saying from a distance, right? And I knew I was going to say that before I ever got to that part. But I fucking just could feel a song brewing. It's almost like I work the podcast around songs so I can fit them in. Tremendously difficult. But yeah, just fucking, she could control the dog from like 30 feet away, right? But then there was this sprint finish, right? So you do all the obstacles and all that, and you hop this wall, you hop that wall, you hop over this pole, you go through this tunnel, up down this fucking seesaw, then you run like a hooer towards the fucking finish line. And I had a poor old devil. She was standing like 10 yards away from me. Dog was 30 yards away from me. She started going like a fucking devil with her shit, little short steps and her fucking arms swinging. And the dog flew out past her. She had she literally had 3 giant steps and she was across the finish line. The dog had 40 giant steps and he did it half the time. It was fucking brilliant. Class. I want a sheepdog again. We had one. His name was Reese. God fucking bless him. Lived till he was, I think he was 19. No, I think he was 17 or something when he passed away. Such a great fucking dog. Such a cool fucking dog. He just go around all day with a sod of turf in his mouth, looking at the crows, chewing the sod of turf, going, "You fucking cunts, I'm gonna get you one of these days, I'm gonna fucking get you." Because the pricks, I'd give him his food, like nuts or whatever, into like a bowl thing for him. And what the crows would do is, when he'd be num num numming away, they'd come along, right? And one would get real close and he'd like chase it off. And while he was chasing that one off, a sneaky other fucking crow would come down, num num num, and then fuck off before he got back, right? And they used to do this alternately. Do you know what I mean? So they each take fucking turns. Do you know something? I had a gun. But like, I wouldn't shoot them, obviously. But can you pistol whip a fucking crow with a shotgun? You wouldn't call that pistol whipping then, would you? Shotgun whipping. Shotgun whipping. Whipping? Anyway. Stay away from the sexual thoughts. But yeah, fucking awesome. I want a fucking collie again. I think I'm going to get another one. Oh, they were so cool. But then, like, I don't know, I need sheep as well, don't I? Because it's kind of fucking boring And the poor old dog's in there. A dog that's mad to do all that chasey, roundy, uppy shit. And like, you know, what are you doing? Throwing out a bone out to him every now and again. And you know, kind of unfair on a dog like that, wouldn't it? I need a farm. I need to lend to someone's farm. That's what I need. I need a sound farmer. There's a farmer up the road, but I don't know how sound he is. I'm going to ask him. Oh, who gives a fuck, right? Fantasy world. Come on, to fuck. Get on with it. But yeah, UFC was very good. Wouldn't mind. Stayed up. Was very tired. Managed to make it till 1:30. And boom. Lights out for myself. KO'd in the first fucking round. Young Francie was wrecked. And, like, the main event wasn't on till like 5 in the morning. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. Couldn't fucking do it. But the Dog Olympics was class. I'd advise everyone to watch that shit. It's fucking cool, right? It was Mother's Day as well there the other day. It was actually yesterday, Mother's Day. And it's going to be the same songs I sing the whole time, isn't it? Because I keep saying the same fucking words. Oh, God bless you. What a delicious cup of tea. Mother's Day, right? Sunday. Had to sort out presents. I got a week's notice that was Mother's Day. I never remember. Someone happened to say it in work. I had no such thing as a fucking reminder on the calendar on my phone that would alert me to something like that. So I had to set a reminder then to go shopping on the motherfucking Friday after I finished work fucking early, right? And off I went on my mission. My mission. Buy presents for Mammy. And I swear to God, got done in about an hour. It was pretty fucking legit. I knew pretty much, actually I hadn't a clue what I was getting, but I knew I'd see stuff that would, you know, remind me of my and getting for. So got a few bits and pieces. Walk past this shop that sells kind of jewelries and homeware and all this kind of fucking shit. Actually, in fairness, the place is a fucking kip. It needs to be fucking a good fucking tidy is what it fucking needs. But they do have nice stuff in it. And if you don't mind kind of rummaging around or whatever, you'd enjoy it. But anyway, too cluttered for my liking. Fucking the feng shui was fucked up in the place. But as I walked by, right, I spied with my little eyes something beginning with earrings, and they were really nice earrings. In fairness, they were cool, like they were the Ouroboros, you know, that fucking the snake eating its own tail, you know, the infinity symbol, that one, right? It looked like an eight, basically. And bring a bit of luck. Those things are like very prosperous, that fucking sign. I stuck an eight, like just a piece of paper, a normal piece of white paper, right? Wrote the number eight on it, stuck it in my wallet. I have never not had money. Ever since I did it. I'm telling you, you should all fucking do it. And look at it every day and kind of go, ooh. And subconsciously, that goes into the old being, right? And because you focused on it, you know, well, maybe I should tell you to do that bit first. Ooh, I could tell you how to make a sigil out of it. But then, better not. That gets a bit rude. I might have covered that before, actually. Very, very early on. But look it up. Look up how to make a sigil and how what sigil magic is. And that's a bit pagan now, really, for my liking. I haven't done it in years, swear to God. But that's basically what you're doing with the fucking eight, kind of, right? You're looking at it, you know what it represents, prosperity, longevity, all that kind of stuff, the cycle of fucking whatever the fuck, right? Stick it in your wallet. You'll always have money. I'm telling you, do it. Fuck, just do it. What harm can it fucking do? Maybe someday you'll go to a shop, right? You'll get to the counter, it'll come to fucking €8, right? You look in your wallet, you won't have a fucking penny, but you'll have the number 8 written on a bit of paper. You whip the how, show it to your man, you might get away with free stuff, right? Depending on what shop you go to and how harmless. How harmless the staff are. Can appear with this piece of paper that says 8 on it. Do you know, if someone said that to me in my shop, I'd go, do you know something? Yeah, actually, you can. Because that's fucking funny. Oh, I'd be out of business, wouldn't I? Oh, lordy blesses. Did I talk about this? I don't know if I talked about it, actually. There was a shop that I used to go into. Like, a filling station. Hard handy to get to, right? And from where I am, it's easy to go in, easy to go out. You don't need to know that. Anyway. But I went in there, and I went in there, like, once. And I bought, what's it called? Tobacco, right? I went in, I think, I don't know, 2 days later, and I bought, I think, another pouch of tobacco, and whatever the fuck it was. No. Let me think. No. First time I went in there, I seen this person, bought tobacco. Second time I went in there, bought tobacco off that person. Third time I went in there, I walked to the counter, and that person already knew the tobacco I was going to buy. But I actually didn't want the tobacco. I actually wanted to buy fags. So I kind of ruined it on them. But do you ever just think you can't really go into that shop anymore? You know, when like people start remembering what you buy. And like, I was only in there. If I went in there every fucking day, like clockwork, at the same exact time, I'd expect and understand if these motherfuckers started recognizing what I wanted, had my purchases ready for me at the fucking table when I went up there. I get that. Right? But when you go in randomly, and you've only been served once by this person, and you're buying tobacco that you don't ordinarily fucking buy, be mad that they remember the fucking tobacco you're looking for. Like, that's, you know what I mean? That's boring, not fucking Domino's Deus. So I actually contemplated, I mean, you know something? I am not going back into that shop because I know where that goes. It ends up getting friendly or whatever the fuck, and they start talking to you, and then you get caught counter talking when all you want is fucking fags and you want to go home. So, like, why bother? I'll just go somewhere else. Pure mental behaviour. But anyway, I had to go in there today, right? There's no two ways about it. I was going in there today. It was raining. If I go into the other shop on the way home, you know, I'm going to get wet. This place, I can just park and walk straight in. Grand. So I went back in. That person was on. There was a bit of trepidation in me now. So I booted it on over to the old ATM. Took out a few shillings for myself. Because I was kind of thinking, right? And it gave them a chance to maybe fuck off from behind the counter. But it didn't, because they were working. And, you know, fair play to Mr. Job. So, queued up. Look, basically, it was a giant fucking man in front of me. He must have been about 80 foot tall. He was fucking huge, so he was. The number 8 is stuck in my head now since that fucking Ouroboros story. Don't worry, I'm getting back to it. But anyway, big giant man, huge man, and like a tiny little child with him, right? So he went out, like, giant huge human man, walked out and around the shelves, like, not to kind of walk him away. Little child, little 2.5 foot child was like, get the fuck out of my way. I'm going to walk wherever I want. And I respect that. I respect that, so I do. I fucking move for the child. I'm not a dickhead. Here you go, child. Out you go, right? And the dad actually said thanks. As I go, how sound is that? He's seen how fucking sound I was moving out of his bully child's fucking way. Tell you, child would have lit me up. And I had dad handed some behind his back and going, come on, yeah, fuck yeah. Anyway, I got to the counter. I'm a cunt for putting in details that no one fucking needs to know. Anyway, got to the counter, right? Your one was there, right? What was I looking for today, actually? Oh, rolling papers, that's what I was looking for, right? And I said, sorry, you wouldn't happen to have rolling papers yet? Yeah, I got ones here before, a long time ago. These kind of big, long, brown ones. Oh, holy living lordy, leppin' lambs of Jesus. Did she rattle off every rolling paper that they had in stock in the place, right? Unbelievable. So now I've come to the conclusion that girl wasn't being a fucking weird, wasn't being a freak, wasn't getting to this thing where, oh, I'm going to start talking to you when you come into the shop or anything like that. She just knows her shit. She really knows her shit. Man, like, I worked in a shop for years. If someone asked me what rolling papers you have, I said, 1 second till I open the drawer, because I'm not bothering remembering that. I don't need to use up vital memory on what fucking papers this kip sells, because, let's face it, I could get sacked in the morning, right? Who cares? I'm not trying to remember any of this bullshit. She remembered it all, right? Stunned me, right? Asked for whatever papers, gave her the monies, walked out of the place, really nice, have a good day, look to yourself, mind yourself, bye, whatever. And next person went up and they kind of said something like Tejos, right? Something about Tejos is all I heard, right? This one, she goes, well, I can't even do this now the way she did it in the shop. She goes, well, we have the normal Tejos, we have fucking Sensations, we have Walkers. She listed off, I swear to fuck, as I was walking out, she listed off 5-6 different brands of Tejos. Not even flavors. Flavors, I can manage, right? Cheese and onion, salt and vinegar. Vinegar. Okay, maybe I can't. Smoky bacon. But I just think she's actually really, really smart. So I feel bad now that I was contemplating avoiding the place because I thought she was just been fucking weird, fucking, you know, one of those people. But no, just fucking motherfuckers on the ball. That's exactly who I'm going to fucking go to from now on. Genius, legend. I won't even have to say anything. Usual, boom, yeah, out the fucking gap. Good luck. None of this waiting for 5 minutes with fucking couple of old people trying to get their car washed. This one's going to have you in, out. She had a queue of about 8 people, right? Hockey through them. I wasn't, 40, 50 seconds standing there. But that's what it felt like. You know, and they say when you're standing in a queue, it feels 5 times longer than it actually is. So what's that? 6 seconds I was waiting? 1 second per customer? Unbelievable. Fair play to her, right? And I suppose the reason I'm telling you that story conveniently enough, is because the place that sold these earrings, right? The one behind the counter there could do with no lesson in fucking, what's that? Do you call it? Customer service. Alright? Because I walked in. Now, bear in mind, right? I'm every bit of 40 years of age, okay? I had a fucking gorgeous hoodie. It's a class hoodie. Famous service drops on. Had a hoodie on. Hood up, right? I was also wearing a baseball cap. Peek out, looking like a proper fucking yo, man. One of those boys, right? So I noticed how I was dressed. Okay, trousers under the arse, belt fucking hanging to the side. You know, little skater boy going around the place. Some sort of midlife crisis. I can't really say midlife crisis because that means I'm dead in 40 years. That's no good. I need to live to 120, which is fucking 80 years away. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so I can understand, right? Maybe I looked a bit dodgy. But I've walked past security guards, no one said a fucking thing. Went browsing around doing stores, no one said a fucking thing. Do you know? Tipped along up and down into every shop, no one said a thing. But fucking Granny fucking Smith in this shop, right? Just, you could feel. I could feel, right? Now, look, she was serving a couple of people, right? The place is, it's not so much crammed with people as crammed with shit. Do you know? The place is too fucking, just too much shit on the shelves. Do you know what I mean? So I can understand her being fucking kind of, ooh, like, she's like the Gollum of fucking shops. Do you know what I mean? She's like going, my preciouses, oh, my preciouses. And she has to fucking go and fill the shop with preciouses. Fucking Trixie habits. Right? I went in, seen these earrings, I go, they are pretty fucking cool. Now, this one, believe me, was serving the two people behind me. Now, I think she was gift wrapping something, fair play, right? If that's a search offer, that's grand. But why not fucking do it? When you're quiet and there's not a fucking few people that are looking for fucking stuff in the shop, right? So I'm standing there. She's doing whatever the fuck she's doing behind the till. Not even really making small talk with the customer. Just, you know, being a fucking bitch. I was looking at the shelf and I was like going, I probably can't imagine maybe to serve myself in here and grab these things. So I may just fucking wait for her, right? Didn't I notice the glass panels of the doors that were in front of like the shelves with all the fancy stuff on it, right? One of the fucking things was open, like about 2 inches. Like, do you know when you go to fucking Lidl or fucking Aldi and you go to the freezers and you pull back the yolk and you get your 3 bags of skin on fucking skinny fries because they're gorgeous, right? Purple bag, don't forget Lidl, right? but like, I always pull those doors back closed, right? Even if other people have left them kind of half open, I pull them back closed because, you know, stuff has started to defrost or whatever the fuck, right? So this one's fucking door was open with all the fucking earrings and shit in it. And my little instincts kicked in and I closed the fucking door. Like, I scrambled because I couldn't see, it's glass, so it's very hard to see where the fuck is the end of the fucking door, where's the fucking start of the other fucking door, I can't see, right? So I was kind of scrambling at the fucking window a little bit, found the thing, slid it across, did some transactions, I'll be with you in a minute, I'll help you in a minute, so I'll be with you in a minute. I turned around to her and said, sorry? She goes, yeah, I'll get it for you. And I was like going, I was just closing the door. But like, just... fucking cunt, I wasn't robbing your fucking bullshit. I could buy your shop, close it down and fucking sack you, you cunt. Why would I be robbing fucking earrings yet? Oh yeah, fucking anyway. So I stood there like a scolded child with his hand in the cookie jar and he was caught, right? Scolded. I wasn't even opening the fucking door, I was closing it. Fucking hope all her jewellery defrosts the fucking bitch. Pretty she wouldn't defrost the frosty whore. I'll open her door with a kick. So anyway, stood there, real bowled. Oh, it was all angry. So I could feel my fists all balling up. Very same as my little nephew. Just fucking winding up with rage. Then I took a deep breath, right? I said, look now, Gossin, literally, we have one or two more things to buy. We're nearly out of this bullshit. We're 25 minutes in. We're ahead of schedule. Don't worry, there's biscuits in the car, we'll be alright. Because I was getting a little hangry. I was after coming from work, you know, my break was a couple hours before that. Here we are, 3 hours later, I need to eat every couple hours or I get a little cranky. And this bitch has accused me of shoplifting. So I stood there stewing, thinking, will I fucking steal or will I go? Bam, 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 bam. You fucking stupid motherfucker. Oh, Jesus. A little bit of rage pent up here. I didn't realise this was as bad. I repressed this in the shop. Kept it down, so get back there, rage. Don't be fucking starting. We'll take it out on ourselves tonight. In a romantic fashion. it's the only kind of self-harm I'm into. Anyway. So I stood there. Still standing there, right? While this one was finishing wrapping the fucking presents, she eventually, she fucking managed to waddle out from behind the counter. And she's like, "Now, how can I help you?" I was like, "Earrings, doors, thanks." You know, because I'm just pure pissed off. I was like, "I'm this fucking bitch." And anyway, she pulls back the yoke, takes out the earrings, and I said to her, "Sorry, no." I said, "Just before I get them off you," I said, "I hope you didn't think I was trying to rob you or anything like that." I said, "I know how I'm dressed mightn't look the fucking the best when you have some fella and you think I'm helping myself." But I said, "I was sliding the door across." I said, "It was wide open. Anyone could have whipped stuff out of it." I said, "I hope you didn't think I was, you know, doing anything untoward or whatever." "Oh, no, no, not at all, not at all." I was like, "Lies, bitch, lies is all I'm hearing." Because, like, that was it. There was no explanation or anything like that at all. She goes, "Oh, no, not at all, not at all." I was like, "Oh, you scumbag." Anyway, I really want them fucking earrings, right? So I have to stay there, because where else do I fucking get them? And I wanted them. So I might wear them myself. So I stayed there, got the thing, stood at the counter. Told her, "Jizz, you're fairly busy in here, jizz. You need another set of hands, wouldn't you?" She just looked at me, and I was just like, "Right, no fucking whatever with this one." And I just turned around to her, I said, "What time do you ever get a break out in here?" I said, you're so up to your eyeballs with everything. I said, the amount of people. I said, you have stock coming in, you have orders there on the phone. Because she ended up, she took a call. The first rule of customer service is you deal with the person in front of you. Fuck the phone, right? She took a call in the middle of fucking time. Now I know she apologized. I know she apologized, right? I don't care, bitch. I'm fucking, I said bitch 100 fucking times already, haven't I? I think we have to call this episode bitch somehow. Or as I wrote this down in my notes, Mother's Day, bitch, thought I was Robin. I even put bitch in it there. Anyway, I asked her about, did she ever get breaks or anything like that? She's like, going, it's very hard to get out. Because she had that kind of, maybe she was hungry too, now that I think about it. Maybe she fucking was. But I was interested in, where do you ever go for a break? I suppose you have to go across the road or something, get something handy, because the place kind of just opposite where she works. And she goes, "Oh yeah, usually I'd go, I'd tip it there." I said, "What's the stuff like? What would you usually get in there?" She said, "Oh, like a coffee and a fucking whatever, some sort of a bun," she said. I don't think it was any clearer, but anyway, I was teeing it up, because in my mind I was thinking, I'll just go buy this out, con some, because I have this thing where I have to fucking please people, and I can't understand why people would think bad of me when I'm not bad, you know, at the time, and, you know, circumstances. It just, that annoys me, and I just have this, whatever, from some fucking traumatic childhood experience somewhere, you feel like you have to please people and fucking help them, or whatever the fuck. So I got me stuff, and yeah, put it in the fucking bag, found out that she went to the place across the road, knew that she got coffee in there, some sort of bun, whatever the fuck it was, went out across the road, said goodbye to her and all that, went out across the road. Now, she can see out through the window of the fucking place. So I went out across the road. I knew she'd see me going in. So it's going to be very hard to surprise this woman by getting her a fucking coffee and a fucking bun. But I went in anyway that far. Got a coffee. Americano. Plain old one. With not fucking, what you call it, not fucking black. She wanted it with milk in the fucking thing and two sugars. I was like, grand, no butter. That's how she took it. I got a lot of detail over, don't you worry. So I was getting her, I was going to get her the fucking coffee and the fucking bun thing. And came back out of the place, had the coffee in my hand, had the bun on the fucking, the little bag that she gave me on the way out. Went back into the shop and walked past where she worked and started drinking the coffee myself, because you can suck my fucking balls, bitch. So devious, so mean. This guy pumping you for information. So where do you go for a break? And what would you usually get? Really, how many sugars would you put in that? I only take one myself now. Too sweet now. I'm trying to give them up. She would have seen. Thinking this little scare boy. Oh, little wanker. I thought he was a wanker. Maybe he's... Oh my God, this is so sweet. He's actually thinking to get me something because I'm breaking him up to my eyeballs, and then I just march by. Tell you the first rule of life is never expect anything from anyone because... be only left disappointed. Anyway, I'm over it. I don't even take two fucking sugars. And I put two sugars in it. Anyway. Why do you... Well, look, maybe she's fucking right. You're running a business. Assume the worst of everybody. There's no point being a fucking eagle like me, assuming everyone is fucking lovely and then getting fucked. Maybe she has the right idea. But I just didn't appreciate it. Go fuck yourself, right? I'm spending money in your shop, you fucking dick. Anyway. So, had me a cup of coffee, put the fucking bun in the bag, right? Taped on down to another place. Needed to get a card, so I did, right? Needed to get an old card, and I was looking for one of them, you know, like a word search book. And because me ma loves word search books, right? So, actually, sorry, a little bit of indigestion. I'll land here for a second till I have a slurp of tea. Ah, fuck, I just have a slurp of tea. I'm going to pause it for it. Who cares? Oh, that's delicious. It's kind of short and sugar, though. It's my own fault. This is fucking karma now for fucking drinking your mom's coffee. Boy, did you ever think you could do like a half a spoon extra? But the old kitchen is miles away, and I'm not going fucking down to Styra again. So, I needed a card, needed a fucking word search book. Went down to this card's place, right? Found a word search book within 30 seconds of entering. Had a quick browse across the shelves. Nothing really I wanted there. Picked up a card, walked up to the counter, right? I was getting a few scratch cards, you know, really fucking kind of stocking filler bullshit for that, right? So, standing in the queue, right? This girl serving. I mean, as polite and nice as you could ever fucking hope for of a person. Like, now, maybe she's been shone in a fucking nicer light because the experience I had just before that was kind of piss poor. Regardless, so polite, so nice, okay? I said, well, who the fuck is this? And, like, the fucking tail is up really high and there's fucking stuff on the counter that you can't really see, so I couldn't see the person that was serving. But she sounded delightful, right? Like, just really nice, really mannerly, right? Right? Getting closer to the counter, the next person was up there. Oh, she was so nice to them as well. Oh, then the next person was up there. So nice to them. The next person was up there and they had their child with her. Oh, my God. Gave the stuff to the child. Was talking to the child. Talked to the customer. Off the fucking went. I was like, this person is amazing, right? My turn to come up to the counter. I went into the shop for a fucking puzzle book and a card. I found love. Oh my God. It was like getting served by a fucking angel. My God. And I mean, like, to look at, beautiful. But I mean, on the inside, just gorgeous. I mean, how nice is that person, right? She didn't even have, I was looking for fucking fags in her while I was in that place. I don't smoke that many fags, okay? This is a lot of me buying fag stories, and it seems that way. He's buying 20 every 20 minutes. But I asked for Marlboros. She said, it's the one cigarette we don't do. Oh, I'm so sorry, sweetie. I'm so sorry. Like, I just, of all, like, is there anything else I can get? But, like, you probably wouldn't smoke anything else because they're probably the one you always smoke. Oh, my God. Look, I'll make sure we will see what I can see and if they can actually order them in. So maybe in the future we'll have them. And I was just like, what? You're so beautiful. You're so nice. Why are you so fucking cool? And where have you come out of? Right? Long black hair, check. Right? Ear stretch, check. Fucking tattoos, check. Besides all of that, right? I mean, just the sweetest nightest. My fucking God. Why do words always go Irish on me? Just such a lovely, nice deal. So there's a shop I probably can't go to now either. I'm probably better off to keep out of that place because I see her. Because, right, this is what happened at the end. Jesus Christ. Hope no one I knows her. Although I do know one person that knows someone that might know that person. But we're not going to go down that route. We're fucking happily fucking thingling me on, right? Leave me alone. You should see the state of me after just saying that little bit there. I'm after, oh, my legs are fucking crossed and squeezed together. My arms were squeezed together. I don't like that icky fucking, ooh, fancy feeling. Fuck that shit. Ugh. Anyway, went to Paul Oscar Isaacs after school, or Alexander Isaac. Anyway, sorry, I was keeping an eye on the old fucking Newcastle game. I had a fucking horny bet put in, and I don't think it's going to come in now because it requires Raheem Sterling to score a hat trick. He was 91-1. I was like, why wouldn't you put money on it? Anyway, yeah, so got my stuff. Few scratchers. She said, "Think about cigarettes to me. That's grand. Do you want pretty much of that? Give me the fucking thing. Do you want a receipt?" I was like, "No." So she gave me back my money. Right, put my money in my hand and like looked deep inside me. Right, and then I looked up and I did that. I kind of looked up to say thanks very much, but I just, oh, I mean, like embarrassingly enough, right? I just lingered that kind of half a second longer than you kind of should. I didn't need to linger that long. I just looked up, said thanks a million, and walked out. Right. But I lingered a half a little second. She looked down, smirked, right? I turned around and went, oh my God, she's fucking unbelievable. Nearly fell over. I fucking stupid box beside the card section. Just run, and I ran, and I ran out of the shop. Do you know when you embarrass yourself? Oh! There's no more to talk about that, actually. I'm never going back into that shop. Do you know something? Fuck that. I take the long way around to the fucking place. Because I've seen people like that before. And then what you do is, right, you go up, like when you're in work in like a shopping environment, you deal with customers like that, right? You go into the canteen, you tell the rest of the staff about them, and everyone has a sneer at them. That's usually what happens afterwards. So I'm not, actually no, I'm definitely not saying that to anyone. I'm fucking need to delete a lot of shit. Maybe I don't need to delete the fucking thing, but anyway, oh my god. Why would you embarrass yourself like that, Francis? You love embarrassing yourself and then telling people the embarrassing fucking stories afterwards to relive it again. I just, you know what, so I'm going to uncross my legs, sit like a man, me balls sit on the seat with me. That's where we are now. I'm old now. My balls aren't tucked up nice and fucking snugly anymore. They like the fucking dingle dangle. I'm like the fucking, what's it called? You know the pendulum in the grandfather's clock? Just fucking. What you call that thing? That thing where you pull up a ball on one side, it goes click and hits the other ball, like this whole rotum. Newton's cradle. There you go. I'm the human Newton's cradle going around. But it's quite funny sharing a seat with your balls. I'm not naked, by the way, either. I have clothes on. Loose fitting. Anyway, I don't think I've had more to fucking talk about. I've embarrassed myself. I've made myself feel ugh again. But sometimes it's nice to feel different fucking emotions other than, you know, tremendous happiness. I can't be tremendously happy the whole time, can I? Of course I can. Hold on a second. Sorry, Larry, lads. I had to just pause for a second because, did you ever... Like, you know when you're going to need, like, you've got wind, as old people say. You're going to pass some gas. I said, right, I'm not going to chance doing that while I'm recording, just in case anyone would hear it. Because if you listen to my headphones, you know, chances are you'd hear stuff in the background like that, so I press pause. And I'm glad I did. It was like a foghorn from a ship lost at sea. Anyway, right. With that, I think 45 minutes is enough. I'm gonna love yous and evies. It feels like I'm running off very quickly. But anyway, fuck it. You know, it's fucking Monday, right? Look, I wanna watch this football. I wanna see if Raheem Sterling has scored fucking 3 goals. I doubt it's gonna happen, but anyway. I love yous and evies. I will talk to yous after. Look after yourselves. Mind yourselves. Be good to yourselves. And I will chat to you all in the next episode, you sexy bunch of dibbles. Good luck. Love ya.